you know, when you get old enough to have memories, it's we talked about one, and I said the week later that Mr. Mayor had to bring up the worst experience of my whole career the week later, that last game, and I said we could talk about that all day, and I have regrets from that. And you know, when something really bad happens in your life, so we beat Oklahoma, Coach Osborne's first win. We are number two in the country. We beat Missouri the next weekend. We play Penn State for the national championship in the Orange Bowl. And we get upset 7 days later. And there was a thing that took place in the game that I still live with regrets. And, you know, after that, I just said, you know, I'm never, ever going to live, ever, ever, with regrets. And I think that's maybe a great thing for all of us to think of, and maybe one to share that is exciting to be here today, is as I get the opportunity to visit with Nebraskans everywhere, it started with kids, with kids, and that's the main reason why I'm your governor, is my commitment to kids and belief that we all agree our kids are our future, and we're never going to give up on a kid. But say, kids, do you have your dreams? Do you have dreams? But really, it's important for all of us, right? What's our dreams? There's nobody here that shouldn't have extraordinary dreams to get us up to really make a difference. And that I think is the message for all of our communities. What kind of dreams can we do to make sure that we can continue to have great impacts for the state and for our communities? And let me just say this. I hope all of you recognize how incredibly blessed you are to live in Burwell, Nebraska. Just one of the really, really special places. The state of Nebraska is incredible, and you're kind of in what I call a really holy grail, and extraordinary to see all the water standing in Burwell, Nebraska this morning as well. So what I simply want to say is congratulations, everybody. Since this calling happened, I've been across the state in all 93 counties the last 2.5 years, a lot, and I think we have some consistent opportunities, right? Some consistent opportunities to be able to attract and have opportunities for our young people to come here, and most all the places have great opportunities, great jobs for our young people. But the point is, then where are we going to live, and then how are we going to take care of our kids? So when we talk about it, it's workforce, it's housing, and it's child care. And here's what's exciting about being here, so thank you for having me, is every community, there's different solutions of how you come together and solve it. I'm really proud of the Central Economic Development, Nebraska Economic Development, for the help with the grants. And hopefully that helps boost and inspire where a lot of you come together now and say, hey, what can I do? And because everywhere I've been, I'll guarantee you, when people have chipped in, figured out how to build a house, how to do it as economically viable as possible, that every place the houses have even been rented or sold before the sheetrock's on. And so if you really think about it, how can we make sure, Mr. Mayor, that we get all the city government out of our hair, so we don't have regulations that cost more money, so we can really make them economically viable, and then we can grow our communities. So we have to have homes, make sure that if there's any empty homes that we restore them, so that we have great places for our communities. So I'll tell you this, I am so excited for Nebraska, I'm so bullish on Nebraska, but we have to address those spots, because we have to have places to live, I'll finish with, here's the question I love asking all the time. And I hope you take it as a gift of appreciation, because some us lifetimers, we just tend to take ourselves for granted. So is anybody here that has not grown up in Nebraska? Any Nebraskans that have moved here from outside of Nebraska? Okay, well here's the question for Nebraskans that have moved to Nebraska. Because when I ask this question to us lifetimers, when I ask, what's the one thing you love the most about Nebraska? Us lifetimers, we get frustrated, we look down, we kick the dirt because we're so dadgum humble, we think we're just normal people. So when I ask, what's the one thing you love the most about Nebraska?
I love the small town.
And that makes it the people? You know, the people in Nebraska, we're extraordinary. We are just extraordinary people. And we need to make sure, and that's where we're proud of the work we've been able to do with cutting taxes and getting us more competitive this last session. I still have a ways to go on property taxes, but income tax will be competitive with our neighbors, 3.99, and by 2027. Seniors, no more Social Security income after next year, so that Grandma and Grandpa wants to stay here and our kids want to stay here. So those are things that are really, really important. So, you know, maybe lastly, I just want to make sure, I want to make sure that grateful for the Central Nebraska Economic Development Team, that all of the work you guys are doing to help us, appreciative of Nebraska Department of Economic Development for the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. I think I've covered anything. I'd be happy to take a couple questions if anybody wanted me to touch base on anything that would be important for you. I'd be happy to do it. I will tell you that the first 6 months roughly has been a privilege beyond words. The frustrating part has been that the session is so. I've never done this before, obviously, the session's intense. It's been cool how many people we've been able to meet, how many people come to Lincoln, so I've been able to engage with Nebraskans across the state. So really excited for the session to have finished a couple weeks ago so we can be outstate Nebraska and get to meet folks in communities across the way. So anybody have a question for me? I'm happy to take a couple. Guys.